Right. Even though I am a master of being leashed. That'll sound funny on the audio.
I am a master
of judging myself.
As falling short.
Of getting something done.
But not all of it.
I'm a tough taskmaster.
Doesn't mean I listen.
Doesn't mean I'm productive.
Doesn't mean I'm accomplished.
It just means
I keep dinking around
with my potential.
It's the perfect way
to hurt myself.
Limit myself.
Struggle with myself.
When everything else
is not what it used to be.
A different era.
And it would be the weather.
And the crops.
It would be shelter.
It would be food.
It would be
who I was in society.
All the ways humans
came to earth
to explore struggle and suffering.
And here I am,
creating my own.
And I don't have to.
Intellectually, I get it.
I don't have to suffer.
As long as I have shelter and food.
I don't really have to suffer.
But it's a habit.
For humans.
And so I create all kinds of suffering.
Tons of suffering.
I don't really have to suffer.
If I have food,
water,
shelter,
I don't have to suffer.
I'm convinced I have to suffer.
I'll sabotage.
I'll limit.
I'll create
ways
to judge myself,
to fall short,
and suffer over it.
All the ways
I'm believing
in the beliefs
that hurt me.
I really want to let that go.
No, I don't. I don't know how to feel good.
Sometimes I'm grateful.
Sometimes I like me.
But the truth is,
I don't have permission.
I don't have stamina.
To feel good.
Deeply good.
Authentically good.
For prolonged periods of
time.
I'll make up the perfect story.
To feel not good.
And the story's so great.
And it always makes me out.
Or someone else.
As the wrong.
The bad.
The mistake.
It doesn't matter who.
Me or them.
Doesn't matter.
It's my story.
And I know how to create the story.
To interrupt.
My possibility
of feeling good.
And I wonder why I do that.
The money I don't even have.
The things I'm gonna sell.
Doesn't mean they'll sell.
And if I get the money,
it'll be gone.
I'll spend it on something else.
All the things I don't have.
I'm gonna suffer over that.
All the things I do have.
My childhood memories.
My past.
I'm going to suffer over that.
All the responsibilities.
I'm attached to believing.
Or too big.
Too hard.
Too painful.
I'm going to suffer over that.
Even though I'd still have them.
Even if I quit suffering.
All the memories.
All the ways.
I've sabotaged myself.
Just because.
It made sense.
In the moment.
Which illusion
do I really want to embrace?
Which illusion
would I be supported
in sustaining?
It's not happiness.
It's not personal peace.
I don't know anybody who does that.
I don't know
So I can't do that. I can't do that. Have I ever asked myself? What's the worst thing that would happen? If I just quit struggling. If I just quit telling the story. Where I'm wrong. Or I am wronged. Who would I be? What would I feel like? What would I accomplish? If I let go of the wrong and just accepted me. If I just accepted me. In any circumstance I'm in.
Any circumstance I'm in.
Who would I be? As a human being. If I gave up the sad story. I don't know how to do that. Wouldn't it be lovely? If I could allow the opportunity to explore, to practice, just being me with all of it. The fear, the doubt, the appreciation, the curiosity, the enthusiasm, the full-on breaks, the sad, sad story. And the positive expectation. What if I could really know it's all a story? And all I'm here to do is learn how to tell it better. That's it. What if I'm just here to tell a better story? Because I can't take all my stuff, all my relationships, all my attachments. I don't get to take anything with me. So wouldn't it be fascinating, interesting, if I considered, I'm only here to learn how to tell my story. That's all. I think I could practice. Little bits at a time. Just to see how I might feel. I give myself permission for a better experience,
a better story
of me.
Okay, take a breath.